You're listening to Sweet Corn. This is WMFO in Medford. Monday. It is certainly February. What's the date? It's February 12th. It's my sister's half birthday. Happy half birthday, Kate. Yeah, so I'm a little groggy, a little tired today. I am, as of about 14 hours ago, back from a minor weekend jaunt to Mexico City, which I will certainly be talking about. I was there to help a friend get some interviews and some intel on the shows, the art fairs. It's a big art fair weekend in Mexico City for the magazine she works for out in LA. It was a great situation. I had we had press passes to both art fairs, which were Zona Maco, which is the sort of more established contemporary art fair in Mexico City, largely geared towards established wealthy collectors. So it's like all the big galleries with a lot of clout. As most contemporary art fairs, it's about, I would say, like 60% domestic Mexican galleries and artists, and about 40% international. And then the other one was Material Art Fair, which is geared towards galleries who show younger up-and-coming artists. It's for people with less money looking to get into collecting art. So they have little signs up for all the art that's under $6,000, I think. What a steal. And so we were there, interviewed mostly Mexican artists, one American artist. I can't say too much because the stuff is going to get published. So keep a lookout at Flaunt Magazine. That's where the coverage will be. And saw a lot of really good art. Latin America is the place to be, I think, for art right now. And food. Really, really good food. And very good parties. Saturday or Friday night was a big party for Zona Maco. And because of our press passes, we were able to get on the list. There were some Mexican celebrities, some models, and it was in this big historic building from like the 1600s in the middle of the city right next to the cathedral. It was pretty cool. There were some DJs there called the Pachango Boys, I think that's what they're called. The Pachango Boys. They came on at 3 a.m. Great set. There are two old dudes. It's pretty funny. But having left Mexico, I'm realizing that there's no sun here in Boston. I mean, there's some right now. It's peeking out, but I'm going to be playing songs about sunshine and sunshine going away. So we started out with Sunshine by the Avalanches, and that's from their most recent album, Wildflower. And then in the background, I'm playing music from Black Zone Myth Chant's new release, I guess. I don't know if it's an album or like an EP. I'm not really sure. I guess it's like a short album. They're an electronic group artist from Berlin who I really like. So I'll be playing one of their tracks without me talking over it later. But for now, the track that I'm playing is called Spiritual Decay Dub. And one of their songs will certainly be coming up. All right. So we'll keep it a little electronic and a little ambient. Here's Brian Eno.
taking over from the fading day. I've seen the evening slide away, watching the signs, taking over from the fading day.
I'm gonna go to the hospital.
So that was Brian Eno's Golden Hours. Black Zenith chants their love for you, and then When the Sun Hits by Slow Dive. You can tell I have a good weekend because my throat's kind of sore. Because I was yelling, yeah, the whole time at all the parties. It was very fun. Yeah, so I guess the three big things that we talked about this weekend were first an interview with artist from LA, Ry Rockman. He asked for the waiter's recommendation at the place we were at for breakfast, and he got El Gran Slam Desayuno, and it was just a huge plate of waffles and bacon, just like a pile of bacon, not even arranged, and it came out, and he looked at it and he just said, oh my grace. Thinking about that, he was great. I want to be his best friend if I move to LA. And then we were also talking a lot about Strumpfelpeter, which is a book of a character in the title of a book of German nursery rhymes for children that teach them how to be cautious and follow rules. Andy was read them as a child, my friend who I was with, and I was read them in German classes. In the main, so Strumpfelpeter is, I forget what his story is, but then there's another character, the Daumensucker, which is the thumbsucker. He sucks his thumbs too much, and his mom says, no, don't suck your thumb anymore. Or the giant, tall tailor who sort of looks like Waluigi comes and cuts off your thumbs with his scissors. That's what happens. And then poor little Daumensucker just stands there with his thumb stubs dripping blood onto the floor because he doesn't have thumbs anymore. Then there's another one where a little boy refuses to eat his soup, and then he gets so thin that the wind blows him away from home. So we were thinking a lot about that. And then I've also been thinking a lot about how food and humor, I think, need to be playing a larger role in art. In particular, humor. I just think it's really easy to make food funny and relatable. It's inescapable in life. And I think the production of food is something interesting. And then the way that food is displayed is also really interesting. So that's actually what a lot of Ry Rockman's art considers as food. He has this piece where he made people dress up in food costumes from some like LA costume store and then took pictures of them, shrunk them down, and 3D printed them. I forget what it's called, but it's a great piece. So that's what I've been thinking about. We're already halfway through the show, and certainly not halfway through my playlist, so we probably won't get to all of it, but that's okay. So we're gonna have a pretty long block of music next, mostly shorter songs. But yeah. So next up is one of my favorite songs ever. This is With the Velvet Underground.
The sun, who cares that it makes plants grow? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart? Who loves the wind? Who cares that it makes breezes? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart? Does since you broke my heart?
Il joue avec les bateaux.
you shouldn't have it, the more you want it. And then one day, you get it. Just like my girl, when she's around me, I just feel so good, so good. But right now, I just feel cold, so cold. Right down to my bones, 'cause ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Sun by the Velvet Underground, the first song I ever heard by them, but I say that on here every time I play it. That's from Loaded, also my favorite album by them, not because it's the best, but for some reasons. And then after that we had Agua de Beber by Astrid, who's like a 1960s Brazilian pop star. That's my friend Miller's favorite song, so that was for him. He's in Mexico City right now, leaving for Brazil. And then after that we had Brigitte Bardot's Le Soleil, also from the 60s. And then after that we had Michael Jackson's Ain't No Sunshine, which I wouldn't really care about as a song except for it inspired and features heavily in a video or piece from that I really like by Bjorn Melhus. It's called called No Sunshine. You should look it up. It changed my life, and I watch it at least once a week. They really use the phrase at the beginning of that song where he's like, you ever want something that you know you shouldn't have? It's great. We're gonna move right along after I read a PSA for you all. Because we gotta keep educating ourselves, yes. Good. Alright. Don't drink and drive, PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. That's a good one. Left in the show before the Hunters International come in, so I'm going to keep on playing the music. Let's see. Alright, we're going to move on to some Blondie, some the band formerly known as Sports. Here we go. Thank you.
your hand and look around you. He's a brown now, and the sky is a hazy shade.
Sun by Blondie from their first album in 1976. Remember Sports' Sun Chokes, and then A Hazy Shade of Winter by Simon and Garfunkel. So we had a summer song and then two winter songs. And we'll keep moving on, but here we are. It is 4:52, so we got 8 minutes left in the show. We got about 7 minutes of music left, so that'll be perfect. Yeah, keep coming back to me at 4 p.m. on Mondays. Get your sweet corn. I had some very good corn in Mexico. So this is Hell signing off on WMFO in Medford, and I got two songs left for you to make you think about the sun, not winter.
Smile.